Kristi, Kristi Utsler, 8859. Today is 12/17. This is a 65-year-old woman currently on hospice with COPD, period. She's very confused. She has a history of dementia with Sundowner syndrome. She requires a combination of Zoloft and Remeron to control her behavior along with Neurontin, period. Currently, she's taking Remeron 30 milligrams, Zoloft 50, and Neurontin 100 milligrams three times a day, period. Nipiragraph, as far as her breathing is concerned, she's definitely getting worse. She's requiring her albuterol 4 to 6 times a day. She's using oxygen at 2 liters. Because of her confusion and dementia, she most of the time she's taking her oxygen off. Like right now when I arrived with her O2's at 87%, period. Nipiragraph, after at the end of this visit, her O2's was up to 93 on 2.5 liters of oxygen, period. Her blood pressure is controlled with the help of Norvasc 5 milligram. It's 119 over 51, period. I recommend stopping the simvastatin because she's losing weight, she's not eating, and I don't believe that hyperlipidemia is an issue at this time, period. The Neurontin is both helping her anxiety, her pain, as well as her behavioral issues, period. New paragraph, she's confused, much more confused than before. She's ADL dependent, total. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's lost weight. She has muscle wasting in the temporal region, her face, and her lower extremity. And she's edentulous and has decreased appetite, period. New paragraph. As far as her mental status, and it's most likely multifactorial, both related to her dementia as well as hyperperfusion, period. As far as her weight loss, this is unavoidable. ADL dependency, tachycardia. Oh, heart rate was 98. Tachycardia, weight loss is related to her end-stage COPD with associated pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, which cannot be helped. And it's deemed unavoidable, period. New paragraph, patient requires baclofen and Norco to help with the pain in her hip, period. Her bowel movements are controlled or stable, and she's at a high risk of fall, recently fell and had a fractured hip as well. That's important to note. Continues to remain hospice appropriate with a KPS score of 40%, by the way. Thank you. Thank you.